Track 6. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of news and previews from around the county.
Winter Gardens saved. Wonderful news is the announcement that Great Yarmouth's Winter Gardens will be saved after a £16 million funding package was unveiled. Artists' impressions of how the revived Victorian glasshouse might look show people of all ages relaxing in a virtually unrecognisable sunlit space surrounded by palm trees, greenery and tumbling blue blooms. The images are included in a video shot by the Borough Council, making the case for restoration to lottery funders who have just revealed a £10 million package to save the gardens. The transformation is billed as not just a restoration project that will return the National Heritage gem to the sparkling heart of local life. The Grade 2 listed Winter Gardens closed in 2008 over safety fears, with £250,000 spent just to keep it standing. Named by the Victorian Society as one of the UK's 10 most endangered buildings, it is also on Historic England's Buildings at Risk register. Having its future guaranteed by the National Lottery will lead to the creation of at least 90 jobs. Work is expected to start in 2023 and be completed by 2026.
70 years of motor racing. Norfolk's Snetterton Circuit celebrates its 70th anniversary this year. The very first race was held in October 1951 by the Aston Martin Owners Club. The former airfield has been celebrating with an old meets new race and also marking the contribution of Jim Russell, who founded the world's first racing school at Snetterton, and Jim passed away in 2019.
£250,000 for County Wildlife Project. Wildlife in South Norfolk has been given a grant of almost £250,000 to help reinstate the fabric of the countryside, the ponds, hedges, trees, margins and grasslands on which wildlife depends. The grant is from the government's Green Recovery Challenge Fund, which funds nature-based projects from new insect pathways in countryside and towns to tree planting projects in deprived urban areas. Norfolk Clayland's Wilder Connections will enable Norfolk Wildlife Trust to support local communities and landowners in creating a nature recovery network across South Norfolk. Working with Norfolk FWAG, the Norfolk Ponds Partnership and Norfolk County Council raise awareness of the importance of creating and connecting wildlife habitats and actively work with communities to create and restore habitats on local sites.
Dino Donation. Norfolk Stipple and Conway opticians have delighted three county schools by giving them their own T-Rex dinosaur sculptures as part of the Go Go Discover celebrations. Dis Junior Academy, Hartwood Primary and Nursery in Swaffham and Recreation Road Infant School in Norwich have all been presented with a Brachiosaurus by Dipple and Conway, the headline sponsors of the Go Go Discover Learning and Community Programme. The children will be able to decorate their mini monsters and see them exhibited in public spaces in cultural and leisure hubs across Norwich in the summer of 2022 before being returned to them.